Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Absolute dick, yeah. Absolute dick.
What happened?
It's in a restaurant. There's a little steak place in Bush, and I took the missus there, and then we ended up taking cousins and shit and what's not. But anyway. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So she's like, "Where are you lot from?" The waitress is like, "Where are you lot from?" And it's like Venezuela, Colombia, and then I'm like, "Yeah, England back." The ship's chatting, and she goes, "She's like quite a 55-year-old woman,
yeah,
foreign accent," and she's like, "So are you going back to Venezuela for Christmas? Are you going back to Spain for Christmas?" And in automatic reply, polite conversation, she's already said she's from Ukraine. That's the massive bit I missed out. She's from the Ukraine, this waitress, and bruv, she's chatting about, "Are you going back to Venezuela? Are you going back to Spain for Christmas And she looks at me, she's like, "Yo, so are you staying here or are you going with them for Christmas?" And I said, "Oh, I'll be going with my wife." "But what about you? Are you going back to Ukraine?" And as I was saying it, it's one of them ones. And I was actually, this is the stupidest thing I've ever said as it was coming out.
Well,
I could see that, like, it was a line going to her face, like my words. And you're going back to the Ukraine? Ah, like, fucking hell. God. And she looked at me, she goes, "Now, because there's a war in Ukraine." I'm like, "I know, I swear to God, I'm so sorry. I know. Why would I go back to the Ukraine for Christmas when it's..." And I'm like, no. Fucking hell.
Man, I know people who live in Ukraine at the moment, man.
I said to her, "People go back to Ukraine for Christmas. Tom, what are you talking about?"
I think there's parts of it.
There's parts of it. Yeah.
Now, there's even, like, my family from Syria, and I've had family members go and come from Syria recently, even though there's still shit kicking off. And, I'm going Gaza next week, bruv, for beach holiday.
Are you? Nah. Beach holiday? See how I believed you, bruv?
It's not even funny,
and
man.
I was just about to say, there's two major world conflicts at the same time at the moment, It is fucking nuts. First, it was fucking people chatting about COVID. As soon as Ukraine came up, COVID finished. Like, COVID don't exist.
Yeah, it pretty much lined up.
And then this, what Israel are doing.
Mm.
These are front lines, frontline war zones, bruv.
Yeah.
At the
man.
Same time, going on, and we're sitting here doing, you're thinking, fucking hell.
But the thing
and
is,
I'm asking if she's going back to fucking hell.
Yeah. And not to get too deep into it, obviously I'm pro-Palestine, to the core, but both of these situations, they've been bubbling for a while, They're not just sprung out of nowhere, So, these things are, it's just one of them ones, man. But, man, we have an exciting guest. Hopefully he joins us, man, at some point.
So that's the other thing I was telling you there.
Oh, yeah, go on.
And in this restaurant as well, I forgot to tell you this. And Andrea's, she doesn't, I've got her bank and everything set up, rare, everything. She's got a Halifax and an HSBC. She doesn't even live here or have anything here. And I've still got, bang, I've smashed, just fucking won't use them. Yeah, she's carrying bare cash all the time. Like, she's like a target for, and I'm like, this is a different place. You don't just, it's not fucking Spain on the south coast of Spain, bruv.
But even there, I wouldn't be carrying big wads of cash, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but the worst is worse. It's going to come some little ute in his flip-flops on the back of a moped, bro, with his long hair and his fucking undercut. He's just batter the fuck out of him, telling him to do what. But like, here, nah, man. And so I'm saying, listen to the chef and the waitress, yeah? My wife, all of these girls here, they are narco traffickers. Like, they move drugs from South America into England, yeah? And she's like, and they've seen me do this joke like a million times, yeah. So they're just they know what to do. They're just like completely sitting in their chairs looking at her. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So my wife, then because she made a big fuss about paying instead of me, and my missus, she's like, I'm paying, and I was like, all right, fucking all right. But and then I saw she took out the cash.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, why have you brought that here? the dinner for like four peeps, whatever, it's like 200, 250 baht or something. We was all getting drunk as well. But yeah, she put up bare dough. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I started getting to the, so basically that we need to launder our cash here. Yeah. Because we're, as you can see, my wife is a fucking idiot and she carries this amount of cash around and like trying to do it in a jokey way.
Yeah.
And the bird there goes, oh yeah, because the owner's Scottish, yeah, and he's 84 years old. Yeah. And she starts going into like how we might be up for it. And I'm going like, oh shit, I got to tell this bitch, like, we're not actually going to be money laundering any shit. But I'm sure he'd say, yeah, if you called him, he was the guy you spoke to when you made the booking. Da, da, da. I'm like, fuck it, hell.
Jeez.
And there I was pissing at something. That might be the last time you tell that fucking joke about me, like, being a narco trafficker and moving drugs out the country. But you could tell this bird, like, I didn't know whether she believed us or not. I thought it was that good. Oh, she's actually might be believing it when I'm so. But then when she properly fucking believed it. Anyway, bruv. Manaman was naughty boy. Got sent to a school out in the fucking country, yeah, where you couldn't come back from. Mm. Fucking military thing, yeah. And bruv, the bus in one, I made bridges with this one guy. Big up. See if I can remember that motherfucker. James Hamilton. James Hamilton? James Hamilton, yeah.
Mm.
He, one weekend, he let me go to his yard because he lived in his parents lived in the country, yeah.
Okay. Should you be saying full names and shit, man? You shouldn't be saying full names.
Yeah, this isn't anything bad. This is just a joke, old memory.
Mm.
And nobody knew anything about hip hop. He certainly didn't. But he was the only one giving like some like, let me school me kind of shit. I was like, yeah, I can school. I can tell you everything about hip hop. And I was about like 15, you know what I mean? I couldn't tell him shit. I was like, yo, this is what you need to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can now be down with hip hop if you like start chilling with me. I mean, I was the only geezer from London there, and
well, you've told the story that I put you on, no? On the school bus.
Yeah, on the school bus.
I gave you doggy, so that doggy
was
a, style.
See, but this is when I was after I'd been kicked out after of that school.
Yeah.
So this was like a couple, another school in between got booted out, and then my dad's like, right, poof. And the bus to his yard, bruv. No, the bus to town, because I went to his house for the weekend and I was 50. So it was about 96, 97 or something. And, it must have been 1996. And the bus goes to town. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, let's get the bus. And I can see he's like a bit like, oh, fucking hell. No. I'm like, let's get the fucking bus. What do you mean? Oh, fuck your mum and dad. Like, let's go to the bus. I'm going to show you what tunes to buy. There was back in HMV and all those kind of days.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the bus comes every Wednesday, bruv. And I'm like, what? The bus comes once on a Wednesday, bruv, where they live. They take you to town. Imagine coming from Shepherd's Bush to that.
Bumpkin.
Like, this is bumpkin. If you don't own a farm there, you don't live there. Like, it's just bare land.
Just think, how long would it take to king that line?
Like if you run. Found the depot, bruv, like one second, you know what I mean? But if you waited every Wednesday, like a month, and I'm like, what are you talking? I just remember that so much. His old ma took us into the city, yeah, town, and I showed him, yo, this is what you got to buy, and it was MOP Firing Squad 1996, bro.
Oh shit!
I'm telling you, the whole school changed, like. Everyone was coming into our room, and everyone, I was like, yo, this is because I didn't know if it was, I didn't have that album.
That's crazy.
So I didn't know if it was going to be sick.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd heard like Till the Death, but only a couple of tunes, only the singles and shit. And I still wasn't too like up to like knowledgeable about MOP. And then we brought that, and he bought it, yeah, have his money. And I'm like, yeah, you got it back. Yeah, by the time we got back to the school, I was like, bruv, I'm having this.
Was it a CD or a tape?
Tape.
Bruv, yeah.
You can't even buy, you can't buy this, bruv. Like, there's no way. I've got to hold this, bruv. Jack him at the same, when we got back to school after staying at his house, it's like, this is mine.
Yeah, and man.
That album, bruv, is fucking sick.
Yo, the energy from that album and just, yeah, incredible, man. But yo, I remember me and Frez used to nick tapes out of HMV, and we just go straight home. First thing we did was in the double tape deck and just record copies, man. You know what I mean? Then go back and get a refund on the original tape.
I remember the covers. It was a tape. I was going to say maybe it was a CD, but now I just remembered the tape player we had and everything. It was a tape.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fucking hell, bruv. Some of the bangers on that. Because it was much cleaner than the first album. Not cleaner as in lyrics, but they're much clearer. It was...
The
first album sounded like old school hip hop to us. Mm. It was like, it's old school hip hop beats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 96 was 96 and they came out with that fucking hell. I'm telling you, the whole year
yeah.
in my school, who live where police is, where the bus comes once a Wednesday, suddenly listening to M.O.P. You know, crazy. It was mental, man.
And just think as well, our minds when we were 13, 14 years old, man, and you put that tape deck in and you put the headphones on or just on the speakers.
You're like, what the fuck?
And
it's
a whole other world, man, that opened up to us, man. We were like, Jesus Christ, man.
Some of Billy's lyrics are like really just mad, aggressive, and just straightforward.
Yeah, man.
Thing about you is you pussy. Like things like yeah. that. Like, I fucking love it.
Oh, look, he's just messaged. Hold on. Yes, go for it.
Oh, but shit, how long we got on this Zoom?
Now, I've signed up, man. I've got everlasting Zoom now.
How much is it?
It's like 15 quid or something.
What, a month?
Yeah, a month. So I paid for a month. So
I can pay you back, brother.
No, don't watch that. The Patreon party people, we have a Patreon link below, all right? That's what pays for the Zoom. That's what pays for our lighting. It pays for lots more in the future. We got shit coming up. We want to do some t-shirts. We want to do all sorts. We're going to be sorting out gifts for people. So, yo, click that link and support the show.
Support the motherfucking show, motherfuckers.
You know what I mean? Show some love. And if you can't afford it, don't. You know what I mean? It's all good. It'll always be for free.
Yeah, but if you listen to me, yeah? If you can't afford it, bruv, yeah? You yeah. better not be fucking doing no Patreon to no other bumpkin podcast in the UK, bruv. That's for fucking certain. Almshouse, bruv. This now, is the best thing you're ever going to listen to, bruv. Every week. Week without fail.
Look, we got someone here. His audio is off. There we go.
Yeah, what's up,
yo? Yes,
yo, what up?
What's happening?
Oh,
we in the building. What's up,
yo?
That's what I'm saying. The hell I was raised in.
That's right.
Slap the shit out, you motherfuckers. Downtown swinger. St. Mark's Avenue, Brownsville in the house. Billy,
yo, I'll tell you what.
You might tell I'm a little hyped to have you on, brother.
Yeah, just a little bit, bro. I can tell, just a little bit.
I was raised on this shit. Raised on your shit. The amount of love we got for you, Billy, man.
Salute, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate the energy, family. Word. I need that to keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
The problems with you rappers is you pussy!
That's what happens.
My family don't give a fuck about you, man.
Yo, Billy, I remember last time I saw you, I was in London. You were doing an in-store at my friend's shop. It was years ago, man. You're not going to remember, but you told me, I said, yo, can you get a drop? And you were like, yo, MLP, we're not in the building. We got the building surrounded, motherfucker.
That's right.
Always loved that, man. I thought that was dope as fuck.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, I say that because it's the absolute truth, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody want to holler about how they in the building, right? So we don't want to be in the building with everybody. This is why MLP do shit different, right? So we got the building surrounded while all you whack ass rappers stay in the building. We got to surround it. Stay in there. Don't come outside.
You know what I mean? Jesus. Yo, Billy, our podcast is called Arms House to Your Mum's House. We're not rowdy guys. We're old, you know, we're older now. You know what I mean? We had a bit of a rowdy past.
We used to be. Because we grew up on that MOP shit. So. Yeah.
I can tell you were.
yeah, straight up and down, man. But yo, man, it's an honor and a joy to have you on, sir, man. We got lots of shit to get through. I hope we're not like too tight on time or whatnot. I know I can see you're traveling.
What are you saying for time?
Maybe about a half. Who am I talking to on IG? Which one?
That's me. That's me, man. That's me, Amber.
Okay.
Salute.
Yeah, I would love to do the whole hour, brother, but I'm literally in transit right now. But I mean, we could do a half and shit. I could come back, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, okay, like,
let's
cool.
talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I also had somebody send you over some music, too. I don't know if you got that.
I do yes, have we it. Did. Yes, I do
and
have it.
And we're very pleased.
Let's get straight into that, man.
Like I personally love Buick music. I love that one from the top five. We got Blessings and Prayers that only dropped recently. What do you want to hit up? What do you want to get into first, man?
Whatever you want to get into, brother. All it right, don't matter. But we definitely got to hit Blessings and Prayers because that's the newest. But let's
that's
go
the
whatever,
new shit that's
whatever
just
you
come
want
out.
To go into, brother. Let's do it.
No, we're going with Blessings and Prayers.
It's produced by my man Too Busy, who is from Switzerland. As y'all know, I work with everybody international. I don't segregate and go, you know, I only want the heat from New York City. No, if you got the heat, I need that. So shout out to my man Too Busy. Lady Lee is featured on it, and you know, it's Blessings and Prayers, bro. It's actually a record that is, it's a truth record, right? It's a record that that's inspired by some advice that my father gave me as a kid, and also some advice that my uncle indirectly gave me, meaning I had to watch him to figure out what I did or didn't want to do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Which those jewels became the rules of life for me. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I call it Blessings and Prayers, brother.
If motherfuckers don't know about Billy Dance, A, you're fucking soft and you can piss off. But this is another project.
Thank you for the blessings and prayers. For the cautious side near the front line where my life has been spared. To wake up with no regrets and no defeats. For the strength to take the extra steps when my legs was weak. Sometimes you feel like this life isn't fair. Hold on to faith, it'll take you where. Oh Lord, 5-star accommodations. You'll never find chasing this money. Me with knowledge and the vision to spot was knotted from miles away. I understand a man shouldn't plan his day. We can't count tomorrow. Yesterday is gone, washing away your sorrows in a bottle is just hanging on. Whatever make you mourn can make you strong. Ain't no express routes to the goal. Don't get stressed out if it take too long. It's all in the cards, winning against the odds. In an uphill battle, in a saddle and shadowed by God.
Yo, party people, we're going to have links below. Please go check out and support my man Billy Dance, please, man. And yo,
I was saying that's some fucking nice. She's singing well as well, man. She's singing nice.
She does a great job on that. She's also the lady that sang on, I did a joint called Best of Both Worlds. That's on the top five. She sang that as well. So Lady Lee is fire, and we're working on some stuff with her now. But yeah, this record right here, it means a lot to me, and I do not consider it music. It's not music at all.
It's a grown man talking. That's what I was listening to.
That's right. It's the jewels that turns into rules of life, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, I watched you just recently. You and Lil Fame, Legendary, just went on Drink Champs with Nori and them. And I heard that, you know, you were a big drinker back in the day. You know what I mean? I heard you mention that now on the song, how, you know, now you're sober and you're doing your thing. It's been a while now you've been sober, right?
Yeah. I haven't drank in maybe... What, 13, 14 years?
Ah, okay, yeah, long. So, okay, long time.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
sweet.
It's almost like I never even drank before, right?
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm so sober. but you know, it was, I mean, like everybody else in our younger years, like we just out there partying and having fun. But I realized that I didn't like it anymore. Like, I didn't want to be high. I didn't want to be drunk. So I stopped smoking weed like 20-something years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I like where I am now. Like, I can see. You know what I'm saying? When for me, being intoxicated, I wasn't able to see the things that I needed to see around me.
And you know what I'm saying?
Was there a transition? Was you writing bars high? writing bars drunk, or did when you quit everything, did you still have the same pen game, the same pen flow straight away, or did you have to change it a little bit?
That's something that I don't know, right? I have to ask the listener or the fan that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what made me realize that I could still be at my best. One day I was forced to not drink on my way to a show to play in front of 20 some odd thousand people. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm going, what do you mean I can't drink? It makes no sense, right? How the fuck am I going to do this? But mm-hmm. when I got on the stage, I was able to absorb the energy from the audience, from the crowd, and I forgot all about drinking. Right? Wow.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple,
and it was I started still back, you.
Obviously. Right. Yeah. Right. You know, a couple years after that, I just stopped drinking completely. and I knew that I could do it without it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, especially when in your younger days, and as being an artist, like we use these vices to go, oh, I need this to be able to do this. Crazy story, bro. Like when I was smoking weed, when I first started, right? My man Mo, salute to my man Mo. Mo like, yo, we got to hurry up and get to the studio. I'm going, no, we need to get the weed. Mo going, no, we are on the highway in New York City. I was in the back of the car. I jumped up from the back of the car and grabbed the steering wheel. Told him we needed to get the weed.
Right? Damn, man.
So I we're was turning this bitch around.
I was on it like that, but I realized I don't need anything. I don't need, because it's almost like force energy, right? It's false. What's that famous? It's not the real deal.
What's that famous Fife Dog lyric, man? He goes, "Yo, you need a blunt to get loose. Poor excuse, man. I get loose off of orange juice.
I need a Philly right before I get loose. Poor excuse, money please. I get loose off of orange juice. Preferably minutes.
You know what I mean?
And look, I'm not knocking nobody for what they do. It just works better for me being sober and clear, so I can see what's going on around me. Nah, you know what I mean? I'm not the one that's gonna crash the party like nobody could drink. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, if you come to an MOP show right now, I will get you drunk as fuck. Right?
Yo, man, listen, I want to play a little bit of Buick music, because I know with this one, it was didn't you make it first and then you remade it with all the acapellas but over different beats or something like that?
No, not this
one.
Buick music is off of Top Five.
Okay.
So when you think about, and I'm glad that you're going to play that and we're having this part of the conversation, because when you think of, when you ask an artist about his top five, it's always their top five artists, the top five producers, the top five, whatever, right?
Mm.
For me, my top five is the top five songs that I wish I made, right?
Okay, yeah.
Those are the top five songs that when I heard them, I was like, damn, why didn't I think of that? Or I wish I made that song. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I did the top five. And there'll be another one and another one and another one after that. But for now, you guys there?
Yeah, we're here, man.
He's just looking at the top five now. Yeah.
All right, check it out.
For now, that's my top five, baby.
Yo.
It's that Buick music. Oh!
The hood, homie, it's levels to it. I influence the truants. Old hand is the coolest. It's that Buick music. Deuce in the quarter rap. You niggas are the lax. I'm back to slaughter rap. Yeah, listen, fuck your goat. Every line is a sick quote. I'm dope, he sort of that.
Right.
And I'm fed up with the setup. No more middleman, I'm the plug. Dan's ain't no second in command. What the fuck?
The fuck?
Good grams, I ship them through the amps. Nigga, I'm damn near fentanyl. I'm out here killing y'all, and I ain't got the drill involved. So now every clown in the town got the crown, but I don't remember putting it down.
Yo, party people, top five. Make sure you go support.
Yo, Billy, man, your voice, bruv. Your voice.
Yo.
When it comes to rap. Listen, motherfuckers need to know. We're 42, yeah. We were teenagers in the 90s when you were doing your thing. You know, right. People need to understand MOP, bruv, 1994, 1996, 1998. Like, you ran the fucking night. You know what pisses me off? Motherfuckers talk about everyone. Jay-Z, Nas, like top. People don't understand. I'm a rapper in the UK. People know me as well. But I'm telling you, the whole thing comes from MOP. The deliverance, the clarity.
I gotta play this quickly. I downloaded this. This was Billy reacting to one of your tunes back in the day. I don't know how long
back
ago.
Back in
this
the
was.
Day, Bill.
I'm classic gold. I'm rap, rap, shit, baggy. I shot classic gold. You man, the crack addict. I strapped fat, massive
gold. In his house, bro.
That's my man, Theme. That's my man, Theme. That's his tune.
Holy shit, bro.
You remember that?
That was a universal mixtape you were doing.
That's right, and I'm back on it too. So we need to link up, and you know what I mean, and do some more joints.
Yo, because we're working on an Arms House EP, man. If we can work out some sort of situation where we can get a Billy Dance verse, oh my lord. Okay,
dude, I'm here. I'm ready to go. that's what I do.
Playing the other thing, buddy. Playing the other thing. Yo, Bill, me and Billy, we go way back, motherfucker. People in the UK, we're gonna hear
what
live
up, y'all,
on
Bill
air
Dance,
now,
nigga. World famous MOP firing squad in this motherfucker. Shout out to my homie Rico, man, for putting the heater together, man. This Beast of Burden joint is fire, and it's featuring my homeboy Theme. All right, this how we doing it, man. We doing Raps United Nation.
Is that the same car? Is that the same car?
You can't make some fucking noise. Let's get up and get it, all right? Salute.
Yo, Phil, I got a question.
Sorry, go on.
Basically, what we're saying, you and me, is I'm basically an MOP.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying. That's right.
Yo, Billy, don't say that to him, man. His head's going to get too big for his fucking headphones, yo.
I'll be slapping everyone, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, shit. No, that's dope, bro. You know, I'm, like I said, man, I got this newfound energy, and I'm so focused, bro. Like, I'm glad we reconnected because there's a lot more work to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot more work to do. I'm ready. We're going to get it done.
Yo, but, listen.
You should come do Jazz Cafe again, man. I've seen you there a couple of times.
Yeah, I will. Actually, I think I was talking to somebody, about Jazz Cafe, but of course we do the MOP show, but I also do a solo show.
I think he was talking about the solo show.
Yeah, of course, man. Yo, man, that would be ill, man. But listen, since we've only got you for a short time, man, I kind of want to, obviously, like, well, you don't know, but in this podcast, we talk a lot about the 90s, man. We talk about back in the day. We talk about our, like, you know, shady past and shit, man. But
we had Scheme from Brooklyn, from Star Wars. Media writer Scheme. We had him on last week or two weeks ago.
Yo, that's a good question.
He was telling us some mad stories about Dez.
Yeah, Dez, K-Slay, DJ K-Slay, rest in peace.
You know what I mean?
But Billy, did you ever have like a graffiti tag? Because we graffiti writers as well. We do, like, that's our essence is graph. Like, did you ever dabble in that?
You know, everyone did, but I wasn't my thing, so I didn't have like a tag. You know what I'm saying? I would just kind of, you know, graffiti, whatever it is I wanted to write, I wrote. You know what I'm saying?
Just the vandalism.
And I was one of those dudes just, right? Vandalism, right? That's exactly what it was. I just wanted to do things that looked good to me. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have a real tag or whatever, but I would, you know, I dabbled a little bit in break dancing like everybody else and pop locking and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm what we call a varsity, right? Like, I do everything, right?
I get you.
Well, you were born and raised in the mecca of it as well, so you know what I mean.
I want to play a little bit of this one.
Yeah,
okay.
This one, Salute Part Two with Guru, man, because I know that one of your first tours was with Gangstar, right? Back in them early days,
the first tour was with Gangstar.
Gangstar is responsible
for me touching the European soil.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Let's listen to it just a little bit now, and then I got a few things to ask you, man.
Sure.
Yeah, they talking about rap. We don't rap.
Let's go, Flip.
It's not about rap. We living it. What they talking about? It's not about cars and drink. What you read about in the news? Hey, from the magazine.
In the magazine,
this is our reality. Form of nature. This is how we live.
And yo, the way you come in, Billy, as well.
Earth, going to rap. We burnt all of that, knocked of up that. The game, and Cole broke his back. Gangsta, we're big dance and big slap. Word to Lays, big screws and big gas. You didn't whip it right, so pick up the pace. Word to grimy niggas, they wanna stick up the place. Word to hip hop, plus a crib that slays Primo's breaks. Activate the mental, the soul. We got credentials galore. Fuck a small venue tour, yet still, I be at the around the way spots, and then where niggas be slinging. Innocent get hit by stray shots, and brave cops protect the community. Why corrupt cops be harassing you and me, pulling me over in front of the crib, in front of my neighbors, asking for favors,
playing
a cassette, and why you question my behavior, pursuing me, trying to catch me off guard, I shrug scars, you see a lot of hoes at thug bars, I don't care what these beats might do, we'll sun you, plus I see right through. It's what it means to me and M.O.P. just to get a rep,
get
nigga.
A rep.
You best to step, nigga.
Yes, salute.
I'm that serious. Finish him.
I admit, as a soldier, I've done a lot of shit. To the so-called tough dude, I ain't mad at you. But I wish I wouldn't have had to do the shit I had to do. It's true, I would jump up in Alabama and travel miles of road to unload this hammer. And I notice covers when they glance at the baby boy of Hattie and Frank Dance. I won't stress the blazing, but I would think about what size slug.
Oh man, I want to just listen to the whole thing, but yo, like, we ain't got much time. But yo, like I just want to know if you've got like a story about Guru. Like, there's not many people I can ask.
You haven't worked with, man. You've worked like Big Pun, brother. Like forget about him. Everybody, man.
Yeah, I just want to ask about, like, there's a few heads I want to ask about. Like, maybe you have a fond memory of them or something crazy that happened with Guru, maybe Big Pun, Prodigy, rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. I mean, yo, man.
You know, I'm going to stay right here with Guru because that's where my head is right now. Rest in peace to all Prodigy, Big Pun, you know, everybody that lost their lives, from not just from our era, but even the new cats. But, you know, Guru, first of all, one of the most amazing voices in hip-hop.
No doubt.
Ever, bro. Ever.
It's mostly the voice that gets you up. And mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor and some got skills. But if your voice ain't dope, then you need to...
Like, Jesus. His voice is crazy. But, you know, Guru, he was really a good guy. A little bit on the crazy side, though, right? But I loved it. I fucking loved it, yo. I remember being in Canada with him one time, and he wanted to go out. I'm not a party person, right? I don't like hanging out around crowds of people and shit. Mm. I think somebody's always up to something, and I'm not even paranoid, right? It's just me.
Are you the type? Around me, are you the type, like in a restaurant, you always sit with your back against the wall? You know what I mean? So you can see,
looking at the exit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I need to see the door. I need to see the windows. I need to see everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we was in Canada. I want to say we were in Toronto.
Yo, Billy,
and we
I'm
left
sorry.
The hotel.
I'm so sorry. Right. Can you turn your phone side? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I should have asked. Yo, I should have asked you to do that at the beginning. I'm sorry.
I could have did that a month ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
But no, all good. So yeah, we were in Canada and we took a cab from the hotel. Guru wanted to hang out. We took a cab and went somewhere, 2 o'clock. We went to two clubs. We went to one, and then we went to another one. When we got to the other club, some dudes were going, "Yo, yeah, it's freestyle, right?"
Yeah.
So Guru like, I don't want to freestyle. Fuck it. But they took offense to it. But Guru's not thinking about nothing. So we go inside. We hanging out. When we come out, now I got to call a cab. The crazy shit was when we left the hotel, we were drunk as shit. We didn't know what hotel we left. So we didn't know where to go. So we call a cab. Now we go outside. When you get, the cab is on the corner. When we get to the corner, you know, now there's a little turn right there. It's dudes ganged up right there, like they're waiting for us to come around the corner.
Same dudes that were upset that he didn't freestyle.
Right, exactly.
What the fuck? I mean, the guys are upset.
Yeah, yeah, no, dude, we made it out of there safely, but it was a fucking problem because later on when I got back safe, me and him had a conversation, and now he's fucking upset with me for being upset with him about the bullshit. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, dude, yeah. And me, like, if anybody knows me, like, I'm Billy Danz, yeah, but when I'm out with my family, with my friends, I turn into the security. Mm. So I'm basically his security at this time. And he's not listening. I'm like, dude, don't do that. Come on, let's do this. Get in the car. Let's do this. Man, this shit was so fucking heavy. When I turned around and looked, because he just walked a little bit in front of me, so he never even turned to see the dudes.
He didn't know.
As soon as I get to the corner, I turn, because he's just like, oh, I ain't worried about this shit. He's just having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guru was a fucking amazing guy. There was other shit, like being on tour, getting ready to fight the entire club, because somebody may have said something or threw something on the stage, but me, I'm in my fucking boxers, right? Because I took my pants off as I'm performing. It's a bunch of wild shit, bro. So now we're going to fight, and I got my drawers on and my boots. Like, the fuck, yo? Bunch of shit, man. But God bless Guru, man. I love that brother, and I appreciate every bit of knowledge that he gave me. I appreciate him and Premier for taking me out on the road, was showing me the ropes. You know, those guys are partially responsible for the success of MOP. And I could never, there's no way I can repay them. You know what I mean?
Anytime
Prem call, I'm at attention. Almost like, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost like in the army. You know what I mean? Sergeant walk in, sir,
the general,
yes, sir.
The general's
that's
cool,
right.
Man. Yes,
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
Yo, DJ Premier. Talking about crazy, like, touring and shit like that, man. Like, I had another question about, you know, obviously everyone knows that tune, Anti Up, man. You know what? Let me just play a quick little section of it. Just, you know, everyone knows. It's not, this isn't the remix, though. This is from the album.
That's right.
Funk Master Flex intro, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was going to ask, like, any crazy scenario that's happened.
Get ready to go down.
I'm thinking like when you've performed this song live, what's the craziest thing that's happened that you can remember that's happened while?
I think there was one time we were in Newark, New Jersey. By the way, no one gets the love MOP gets in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to the city of Newark, man. We went to Newark, and before we got to the second verse, five fights had broke out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like five, bro. I'm being honest. Five fights broke out.
I believe you, man. I believe
ridiculous.
You.
Ridiculous. Everywhere we go. So there was a real famous nightclub in New York that Flex used to play at. It was called The Tunnel. I never really was in The Tunnel like that because I'm not a party person, like I said. But all the stories that I hear from The Tunnel, every time the song come on, people are ducking and hiding, ducking, pushing their chains down, and like people are getting beat up, and all kinds of like ridiculous. It was like ridiculous, yo. But not for the violence that happened behind it or whatever mishaps, but just for the longevity, like the people kept this song going and it's still going now. So I'm very grateful for that.
And the thing is, the word I would use is passion. Yeah, like when I think of MOP, I think of passion. I don't, you know, okay, yeah, there's, you know, violent aspects and, you know, not with the music. The music is music. Yeah. It's not violent.
That's
but
right.
I'm just saying, like, it incites passion. And some people react violently. Some people react with love. Some people react.
Wild.
Like, everyone reacts
whatever.
Wild. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's the voice as well. It's the voice. You could be rapping the same lyrics in a completely, like, more, you know, calmer voice, and it wouldn't have the same effect. The whole thing about you is the presence, Legion of Doom tag team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Fucking like it's just all we know is how to double clutch revolvers, motherfucker. Like this kind of thing. Like it's just. But the way, man, because you listen, Billy, you can rap like a motherfucker. You can rap like a motherfucker, but then you've got that voice where you can say straight up and down shit. Like, I mean, like, not almost not rapping, it's just rap, but it's almost like just telling people this is how it is. This is the kind of flow.
We have a saying here where I could hear you just read out the phone book and it would sound dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your voice is just ill.
Thank you, brothers.
And can I ask as well, like, you know, obviously I don't want to push too much into your time, but like when you are recording, you and Lil Fame, and you do this back and forth, and just the energy, and I can't even imagine what it must be like in the studio when you're doing that shit, man. Like, do you have like a, now you've worked it out where you, or was it just from the get-go?
You're doing it, are you in the same booth doing it at the same time?
Most of the time, yeah. Oh, I mean, shit. Obviously now, you know, there's like a, you know, with Pro Tools and all that, you can fly things fly things around. But in the beginning, yes, every, like we were, so for me, it felt like it was my Run DMC moments, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. And the booth was so big. We used to work at an INS studio. The booth was so big, like the entire MOP would be in the booth at the same time, right? Me and Fame is at the mic just going. Back to back, doing the ad libs, pop, pop, pop. And it was just like, it's that energy. It's the proud moment for me. It's like, man, we look at what we're doing, right? From where we come from. You know what I'm saying? From where we come from, we're not supposed to be doing this. We're voted most likely to be dead or in jail, right? We were voted to be the failures. So to be able to do this together, and I'm doing this with my childhood friend, this is not no put together group. You know what I'm saying?
It's not manufactured, man. Yeah.
Right. It's not manufactured at all.
Because Mashup Positive isn't just you two. It's a crew.
It's a whole crew. It's a whole crew. So we just happen to represent it through music. Me and Fame, we represent it through music. And then there's also Tef, who Teflon is also, is actually a little bit older than us. Right. So Tef is like the bigger homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but we got into the business first. And when he came back around, or back in town, let's say that. And you know, he put his album out. So to do this together with someone, with someone that's family, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's beyond music with us. So it's always a great moment when we're in the booth, because we're getting that energy out. And people used to say, yo, MOP is always so loud, always yelling. Like, nah, bro, like, we were lifting our voice because we got to speak for a part of society that people try to forget about.
You know what I'm saying?
So we got to, that's right. So we got to make it loud. I'm not even yelling. I'm just lifting my voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that shit is so dope, man.
Thank you, brother.
Fucking hell. Listen, I mean, last little bit, man, if that's cool.
I just want to say, Billy, though, like, obviously big up on MOP, but big up on your solo career as well, man. The listening sessions, the re-listening sessions, Sick Pack. Like, everything, take a step, 6 o'clock briefing. Like, it's gone on and on. And now
no
this
doubt,
new.
I haven't
checked blessings and prayers yet, but I'm obviously going to be all over that. But the thing about you is the longevity as well, brother, man. You fucking absolutely killed it. You're a certified New York finest, Don.
Salute.
And I'm just really pleased that it's carrying on going.
Salute, my brother. Salute.
So many people have fallen off or left, man, and you're still there. Still there.
Well, I don't think they had that passion, right? And to be honest, bro, like, I mean, I'm not a loser, right? I'm not a person that give up.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a person that give up. And even when I'm in my darkest moments and I'm like, man, this shit is getting too hard, I literally can just look at what I've accomplished, right? And I can talk to somebody in the UK like yourself, or I could talk to somebody in almost any country in the world, and they help feed that energy, they give it back to me. So really, if I didn't get the response from the things that I've done over the years, maybe I might have backed out too. So I can basically blame this on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I'm still going is because of you.
But you're not fucking like up. Yourself. You're not fucking up. You're not choosing the wrong beats. It's always nice. You know, some people, you're a bit upset they come back or they drop a record these days and thinking, shit, maybe you shouldn't have dropped that. But you've always got the beats, you've always got the cuts, that girl on the thing,
passion.
The singing, everything's
the
nice,
passion.
Man.
It's
nice.
The passion.
But at this point, it should be easy, right, bro?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to. Why am I struggling to do the right record? I already know what the right record is.
What the fuck?
Like, what am I doing here? I'm gonna let me see if I can make this kind of record or do this like this. If it doesn't work, and I'm not cocky, bro. If this shit is whack, it's whack. I am not. Every MOP record or every Billy Dan's record, I don't like every one of them. You know what I'm saying? There's records that that I've made, and I go, this ain't it. It's not up
never
to standard.
Never doing them
it's
again.
The
You
know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'll never put it out. Fuck it. I go back to the drawing board because I'm getting the energy from you, and I'm getting the energy. You know, when I turn around and I look at my home, and I, you know, I look at the gold or the platinum plaques on the wall, but I look at awards that my kids got from college and their degrees and shit, right?
Wow.
What like, paid for
I
that?
Did,
that's right, what I'm saying.
Right. So now
that's
I'm going.
What I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? Now I'm fucking going. I'm not stopping. You know what I'm saying? And plus, another thing is, I make music the way I make it because I can't get it nowhere else like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna give me the music that I want to hear.
We ain't listening to that new shit, motherfuckers. That's it.
And yo, you know, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, I support everybody because this thing, I call it this thing of ours. This thing of ours, everybody should be able to eat from. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. If you guys in the UK didn't support it and didn't keep this thing going, or even I'll take it even closer. Myself and my people in Brooklyn, if we didn't support it and keep it going, the shit would have never left the Bronx. We wouldn't be having this conversation. I might have figured out a way to get them fucking kids through college. You know what I'm saying? But the truth is, it's ours. So as long as we keep the shit going, we good. So I support everybody out there who has a record, whether it's fucking whack or not.
You
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I support them. Maybe I don't like the music, but I like you. I like the fact that you're eating. You know what I'm saying? And you're keeping the culture rolling. So big up to everybody that's making
Yo,
music,
there's
even the whack ones.
Yeah. Nah.
Hometowns, motherfuckers.
No, but yo, you reminded me of something Mos Def said on his Black on Both Sides album where he's being interviewed by someone. They're saying, hey, what do you think about the state of hip hop? And like he's like going, look, I am hip hop. You're hip hop. What's the state of you? How are you? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? We are this fucking movement. You are what
that's
you listen
right.
to, man. You know what
that's
I mean? Like,
right.
don't be
that's right.
talking about this shit from like an outsider point of view. What if you want something, support that fucking shit, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean, man? And then
that's
what
right.
And we're now in this age, this technology age, where you can directly support someone if you fucking want to, man.
That's
there's
right.
no
that's
middleman.
Right.
There's no bullshit going on
that's
here.
True.
That's
true.
Right.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yo, brother, man, like I got one last thing to ask you, man. Just, I don't know, it's a weird little question, but like MOP, like you guys are so hardcore hip hop motherfuckers, but you must have had like a mad celebrity come up to you and just go, yo, I'm a massive MOP fan. Like, who's the weirdest celebrity?
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Princess Diana.
Princess
last
Diana.
Time they came up with that.
Did Princess Diana? Oh,
no. MOP.
Who's like the maddest person that came up to you and just said, yo, I'm a big fan. You're like, you are a fan of MOP? What the fuck?
I can't even think, bro. It could have been like Samuel Jackson.
Wow.
Which I met right there in the UK.
Oh, is
a
it?
Fucking a Jamaican restaurant in London. And could be that. It could be fucking.
I know Seth Rogen and all them boys.
Yeah, like,
they love it.
Prince Harry is that's odd and shit. He was at the MOP show losing his fucking mind.
Nah, who?
Really?
So,
Prince Harry.
Harry.
Did I not? I just told a story in the gym.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Fucking Prince Harry. He was
Shut
at the MOP
up.
Show losing his mind. We don't know who he is, right? Because we're in the middle of the show, drunk as fuck.
The ginger motherfucker, the redhead ginger motherfucker.
Yeah. I think he tries to get on a stage or something. And my boy Rocco goes, get the fuck off the stage, right?
Get the fuck off, Prince Harry. The real kings are here, motherfuckers.
Get him, right? Get him off the stage. And then when we get backstage, the promoter brings him backstage.
Wow.
And we had this whole conversation. Yeah,
holy
I think that was
shit.
Weird or like it's like there's a bunch of weird shit. Like a bunch of like R&B people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people that you wouldn't think would be MOP fans. There's a fucking some actress chick who sang, she was on Ellen DeGeneres, and she sang Fame's entire verse. Right on the Ellen show live on TV, which is crazy as fuck.
I'm gonna find it in the edit.
Cute little white girl, right?
Thanks, guys. Respect the streets. I'm a street regulator, true player hater. Get back down, make your ass a max sprayer hater. things that we need. Money, clothes, weed, indeed, hat, food, booze, essentials, credentials.
Cute little
window. Yeah.
And it was so odd because she sang it in her properly voice and shit. It wasn't Fame's voice. It was weird, but she knew every word, even some of the words that I sometimes forget.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy fuck, how did she know the whole shit?
She had it
She's
down.
She's like, get up off them goddamn diamonds. I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn.
She's funny as hell, bro.
And it's crazy.
That's where we are. We're in West London right now. Where are you now?
Right now, I'm in New York. Not in the city, but I'm upstate New York.
All right.
Okay. I like it up here, man. I got animals, I got bears and shit walking through the backyard, deers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, so we still in the state. Cool. Yeah.
Still in New York, baby. Still in New York.
Yo, listen, man. I don't want to take up any more of your time, man. Thank you so much
for joining us,
man.
Thank you, brother. Listen, man. We're gonna do it again, and we're gonna extend this thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, somebody was reaching out to my people about Jazz Cafe. So I'll be over. And
I'll support you. I'll do the support.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
You got to hit me, bro. You know what? Soon as I get freed up later on, I'm a DM like my email and all of that. Even my phone number. DM my phone number. Let's get on a jack. Let's chop it up because there's a lot of work to do, bro, to keep this thing rolling. And I'm moving. I'm always moving. You know what I'm saying? So we're coming right back to that Raps United Nation, We Build Hits thing. So I would love to have you involved with that, bro.
It's brilliant that you've done that. That's gone over the whole of Europe as well. Thanks very much for that, man. Like you said at the beginning of the pod, you know, you work with everyone.
I don't give a, bro, when I tell you I don't give a fuck who the artist is or who the producer is, if it's dope, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? I really don't give a shit. When I do records, I don't go, okay, let me find the biggest producer or who's the hottest producer, who has the biggest name or who has the much going on as anybody else or more going on than anybody else. I don't look at rappers and go, okay, he has the hot hand right now and I want to work with him. If I don't like you, first of all, if I don't like you as a person, I don't even want to work with you, right? Mm-hmm. I got to like you as a person.
We got a vibe.
Right, and then if I like your music, no, it's not even vibe. When I say, okay, let's clear vibe up. It's not even about let's get the studio vibe to the music. I need to like the kind of person that you are. Mm. If I don't like the kind of person that you are, I really don't even want to fuck with you in no kind of way.
Man, that's what's been lost.
I don't care how big of a check you bring me.
Yeah.
It's not enough. You know what I'm saying? That's not enough. I don't like you as a person. And if I like you as a person, you don't even have to be that dope as an artist. We'll figure out how to make you fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So we're not selling out ourselves. Yeah.
That's right.
One last thing before you go. Yeah, this podcast is called Arms House to Your Mother's House because we bring the arms to their mother's house. You know, we say whatever we want, whatever we do.
Arms House to your mum's house.
We would love a shout from Big General Billy Dan saying, please. Yo, Miss Billy Dan's, I'm up inside Arms House to your mum's house. You know what it is, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Dan's world famous MOP firing squad. Again, we not in the building. We built this motherfucker. We know our way around. Now, check it out. Arms house to your mom's house. This is where the fucking go down at. Stay tuned.
That's what I say.
That's what it is.
Salute, thank you
family.
Once again.
Hey, yo.
Thank you.
We're going to get up, man. Make sure you check your DM, bro. Okay, I got y'all, man. Stay up, all right?
Salute.
Yeah.
Peace. All right.
Listen.
What's up?
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. What day is it today?
I don't know. It's Friday, the 1st of December.
Right. Wait, let me get the calendar.
What are you saying? What? Oh, yeah. He's in MOP now.
1st of December. He's in MOP. Let's just get this down. Let's just get it. We're going to get this down. This has got to be put down, yeah? Bam the PFB. Bam the DDF, yeah? Bam all of you lot. Bam the VFL. Bam everybody. It's fun high fault because my bum shit. Bam the DDF. Everybody's team.
flip. Whenever you empty your clip, dip.
Jesus Christ, Demos, man, it's catchy.
What's
so...
the date, man? What's the date, man?
1st of December 2023, Theme got let Holy into MOP, shit. Motherfuckers. Next time we paint, you're putting up MOP crew, yeah?
Theme. I'm putting it in the calendar, motherfuckers. People yeah, don't reckon that.
Yeah.
Theme. Put in.
That's on camera. It's on tape, man. It's on tape. You're MOP now. That's it.
P.
Done. Benito.
Always was. Billy just didn't even know it. Soon about. Shit, son.
Yo, MOP.
Man, what a great guy, MOP. Man.
Oh, man. The coolest motherfucker, man. That was so cool. And like I said, super impromptu. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't plan none of this shit, man. Just, you know, happened. Boom. You were stressing
West
earlier
London
today.
To New York.
You're like, I'm working all day, Maddie. I got nothing to prepare. I'm like, just don't worry. Just, you know, just listen to music in your headphones. You see what I mean?
And then I remembered everything. All the...
Yeah.
Because I'm actually a big fan of MOP. Like,
I know.
A big fan. I rate them up there over like certain other rappers that, you know what I mean? I won't mention because of what they are, bruv. Like, I'm fucking... Soon as I put I downloaded some tunes on Spotify, I knew all the lyrics. It's like, fuck, you know.
And bruv, it's like MOP have been like a constant, you know what I mean, in hip hop, especially from when we were teenagers. Yeah. People have come, people have gone up in fame, down in fame, whatever, whatever. They've never been, you know, like super pop or anything.
They still managed
to
be
just stayed
like, man,
in the top of the underground the whole fucking time. And anytime you hear them feature on a track or they have a new track out or whatever, you instantly recognize the voices and you're like, okay, yo. And like he said, man, as long as it's dope, they're gonna rap on it, man. Like, I can't
top
even think of any
top of the underground. That's a brilliant way to say
it. That's it, man.
Consistently top of the
I had so much to ask him as well. Like, they were there when Rockefeller broke up. They were signed to Rockefeller. They were signed to G-Unit as well. They did songs on Def Jam. They did on Relativity with Wu-Tang, and they were with fucking hell, man. That was like
Scheme said, you know, it felt like we were sitting here smoking a blunt.
Yeah, that was super chill.
You could tell, like, he was down, man. You know,
once he realized, because he instantly recognized the theme when I played the theme thing. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's you. All right, shit. And he fucking remembered, man. You know what I mean? He was like, okay, yeah, you're an MOP now. Yeah, you're top general MOP.
I had to ask him. I said, listen, Billy, bruv. Billy. Stop talking, Billy. Listen, this is we got the serious question is I'm blatantly now an MOP, bro.
Yeah. All right, Theme. Before we, I just want to do one graph critique before we go because someone sent this in.
Yeah, but I'm in Billy Dan's mode, so this motherfucker is getting critiqued.
But I want you, this guy sent something in and thought,
listen, Arms House batters everyone, bro.
Yeah,
it's already bitten off Teach already. I've looked at it for half a second.
Yeah. No, but Theme, have you seen the major thing about this? This guy's trying to pull the wool over our eyes, man.
Wait, what the fuck's that back? I'm leaning into the mic, but what the fuck, the background?
Look.
It's like computer generated.
This guy.
Bruv, the letters, man. Bruh.
And so, and when he sent it in, he didn't fucking mention it. He didn't say, oh,
I didn't know that,
thing.
Bro. I didn't know that, bro.
He's put this
bum
on
tune, yeah, and all his shit little tunes, bro, sticking on your fucking dubs on freights like they're stickers, bro. Well, let me see that highlight later on, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, so, okay, so the people just listening, this is a picture of it says tunes, TUNES.
Yeah, and what does it say? Old filler, new.
It's a green fill with a black outline with a little shadow and like a beige kind of browny kind of thingy bubbles in the background. And it's on a freight train, like kind of a weird corrugated kind of freight train.
T's bitten off Teach.
Oh, yeah.
U's bitten off like some, I can't remember, like Croc or someone. The E's bitten off everyone. Big up Syme. Big up Teach on that E and that T. Big up everyone on that. You know what I mean? Completely. Whoop.
No. Listen. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the letters and stuff. Yeah, that you know that it's competent. Let me just say.
Is it pen? Is he just penned it or what?
Let me just say. I don't know what he's done. He didn't explain it to me, but I'm assuming this was done on an iPad He drew it on an iPad and then he superimposed it onto this picture of a freight train. Mm. Yeah. First off, don't, if you're doing a computer sketch, don't send it in superimposed onto some fucking train unless you want me and Theme to gun you, because we will
do
gun
the sketch.
You
do the sketch. Could send have been the sketch.
Yeah, just send the sketch on a fucking thing. Fine. Don't try and pull the wool over our eyes like you painted a fucking freight, motherfucker. But the sketch itself is competent. Okay, it's nice, it's evenly done. There's no bits that are really standing out as being ultra whack. I mean, there's some bits that are whack, like the cracks. Look, he's done little minor little cracks and little bits, and those are really pony, you know what I mean?
And he's tried to fill the gap between the T and the U with a little whip.
Yeah, with the rhyme.
Kind of no, yeah.
Nah, that's a bit too much. The T, I
mean, if it was running and it ran past, you wouldn't. Yeah. The E is a Syme E.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought. And the T with like that kind of star and them kind of drips flying off, you know what I mean? But I suppose it doesn't matter. Everyone bites it. But there's the T was a teach thing.
It's competent. Yeah. The shadow is all in the right place. You know what I mean? There should be a little one time, I think, going around it. And there should definitely be highlights on it as well to make it stand out, if you want my two bits. The schemes, like, okay, I like the way you've broken it up in like blocks of color. Yeah, it's nice and even. But these little scribbles, like the stars, no, not stars, the like just little wiggly lines here and there. I'm not into them, to be honest. The tag style, your hand style is all right. It's okay. You know, it's cool.
Mm-mm. No, the tag style is fucking, the tag right. style is not cool with me.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't like them kind of right. that kind of hand style. Old okay. filter or old filler? It says above the end of the.
Oh yeah, there. Old okay, yeah. Old filler, new something. Yeah. Old filler. New. It's hard to see because it's pixelated. So when I
bruv,
zoom
we don't
in,
give a fuck about yellow BRs, let alone this fucking fake freight, bruv. It's a fake freight. We don't even buy BRs, bruv.
Exactly, you.
You think I give one little minute shit? Yeah, one little minute shit about your fake freight, bruv. Bun tune, bruv.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But,
all right,
but
that's
listen,
enough.
Lots of love to Tune for sending in his sketch. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for sending that in, brother, man. For real, I appreciate it, man.
So, basically,
please, and also, we're running low on sketches, man. People, send them in. Yeah, we're going to take the piss, but it's all out of love, man. Tunes, keep going. And when you actually one day, Tunes, maybe you will paint a frame. And then send us that picture and we'll review that picture. You know what I mean, brother?
You remind me of... One day you'll get old enough to do a piece, you know what I'm saying? It's a case.
Oh yeah,
two.
From Star Wars. Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah when yeah, he's yeah. like, yo, one day
when you grow up, when you grow up, maybe you'll be old enough to do a piece.
Themos.
Maybe.
That was wicked, man. That was wicked. Much love.
So
man.
Yeah, big up everyone listening on the 1st of December 2023. We've done this for over a year.
Yeah.
We've done Scheme, we've done Harry Love, we've done Ray Vendetta, big man. Up Furtz,
Farmer
big
G,
up fucking Farmer G,
Pav.
Big up Foreign Begs, salute. Yeah, big up fucking everybody, man. It's been
Jazz
madness.
Kahina, salute. Yeah. Salute. We're going to have Jazz
big
back.
Jazz.
We're going to do for Christmas.
Talal.
Yeah, well, talking about Talal, we're going to get, we're going to do another D&D episode, man. Dungeons and Dragons. We're planning on it. We haven't done it yet, but we're planning on doing one for kind of Christmas time. Part three of Dungeons and Dragons. We've done a part one, we've done a part two, and now we're going to do part three. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, go back and check those out so you continue the storyline.
People aren't doing podcasts like this. People aren't doing these kind of things where they're just chatting with brethren. We're not asking no fucking flagrant questions. You know what I mean? We're having like proper guests on, having wicked chat, and we're going to continue doing it. We're going to do it. This is our thing, and we absolutely fucking love it. But if you could support by just liking the video and commenting on the video and sharing
the
video, that's all we need, man, because we're going to keep doing it anyway. But I hope you're catching the same sort of vibes that I'm catching when I do this thing, because I fucking love it. I love Maddie. I love the arms out, and it's going. We, you know, I want
salute,
people
brother.
to I don't even want to ask for support, but just tell brethren, comment on it, share the video, like the video, because as you can see, You know what I mean? Scheme and all these people. Like, Scheme for me was massive. MOP is ridiculous. Crazy. Harry Love's ridiculous. You know what I mean? We've got our connections in this game because we've been in the game. These are our friends. These are our peoples. So it's not no kind of fucking bumpkin shit where we're going, oh, how was it when you got married? No, but nah, man. This is Arms House. There's no beef with the Arms House, yeah?
No.
I will fundamentally, in any creative way, yeah, batter each and every single one of you, yeah? And I look at me when I'm talking, not to you, man, but to the people. And I stand by my words, motherfucker. I am here doing Arms House. And this is it. No one, nobody brings vibes like this.
But Theme, listen, what MOP song should we leave on? We should leave on an MOP song. I've got a couple downloaded, but I can just edit in one if there's one that can come to your head. What about Stick to Your Guns with
Follow Instructions or something? Oh, World Famous. Like, yeah, these banging tunes, bro.
No, Follow Instructions. Follow Instructions. That's the one. That's the one. We're going to go out on that one.
Ride with us.
Nah, Follow Instructions, because this one is too good, man.
Follow Instructions. Arms House to your mum's house. Bun every single other podcast on earth.
Peace, bye, people.
Bun every... Peace. About peace. About peace.
War, motherfucker. Come on. Come on. Arms House, motherfucker.
Aside. I'm a rebel, with all kings combined, all things in line. I ain't heard of y'all off a murder marks. One of the illest spitters with a verbal bark. Yo, where your burners at? Since he won't erase the heat like a thermostat. Don't get the man text, you'll get stretched. Pronto, Bill and Fame make magic like Premier and Eddie Sancho. Yo, where your back at? I don't know, getting ready for war.
Parlaying
with every knee and quad. Fools wanna surround me with jealousy and war. With them now, wearing me what you want, marry me.
Their ad-libs were just too crazy. MOP stand for monkeys on parole. And how many copies did the first album MOP to the death zone? And then how about some hardcore Winko? What up with these R&B cats nowadays? Rockin' do-rags with braids. What? Singers wanna be gangsters, gangsters wanna be rappers. But fizz is gonna be face to face, it's gonna be slapper. I've been doing this part. I've been stuck since you win the top of a tape just to record Marley Marl. Call Marley Marl.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?